Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Bald and the Beautiful. I am Melissa.
Kevin Fredericks.
Angel Tanksley.
Marcus Tanksley.
Okay, we are reviewing the show Married at First Sight Season 14, Episode 6. And this was the Alyssa Has All the Audacity episode.
Man.
That's pretty much what this episode was about.
Man.
She pretty much dominated. Chris and Alyssa pretty much dominated the entire episode. Literally. No one else was really, we didn't talk about really nobody else. Mm-hmm. So we should start with them because we probably are going to end with them.
Well, the only thing, there wasn't a LaJuan,
I didn't have any,
Jasmina situation.
Tell me.
So they went horseback riding.
Yeah. Yep.
And, LaJuan, bless his heart.
He didn't learn from the training episode.
No.
Yeah. He did the same thing on a horse.
Actually,
this
one was worse.
It was worse.
Let's get to the after.
Oh, no. Let's do it now because we're going to talk about it. Okay. Yeah, let's go ahead. Okay.
It was it is Jasmina, right?
Katina
made it known beforehand she was nervous that, like, this was not her judge. She was like, give me the calm horse. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, I don't know what type of personality this is. You know how sometimes...
I think he's driven.
Is that what you would call it?
What? Oh, he's so stupid. I can't stand Kev.
Oh, and then she was like, and I was like, huh? What? I don't know. I truly did. I don't know what type of personality that is that just will not listen to the other person stating where they're at.
Yes. But the thing is like, he's probably been called an alpha male. He probably feels like an alpha male. He has a lot of confidence. And I think he's put in a situation to where he feels like he needs to coach her through things.
Yes.
And it's like, she's a grown woman. Like, if somebody, especially an animal, like horses, like 1,800 pounds, however much they weigh, 2,000 pounds, things are powerful. If somebody is scared of something like that, let them be scared.
What, Vinny's scared of the horse? Vinny was scared of the
horse. They're like 8 feet tall. Like, the horses are big.
I almost died on a camel last summer. I mean, last Christmas. They're wild animals.
I've gotten chased by horses before.
Chased by horses?
Oh, yeah. I was in the wrong.
Bull
too. I got chased by a bull with like horns.
What were you doing down in Lexington, Kentucky?
This is in Georgetown, Kentucky. My uncles all had farms and stuff. So, you know, we kids, we would just go out and venture. There wasn't nobody watching us.
Right.
Nature will watch you.
Yeah, till my uncle see me diving through that fence. Hey!
What did you do to, was this the horse or the bull?
No, this is the bull.
What were you doing, Marcus?
I was in the field with him. I shouldn't have been.
What were you trying to see?
I don't remember. I was a kid.
At what
it didn't
point did
matter.
You realize your life about to be over?
When I seen him running at me. And I looked, I saw him, and I saw the fence. And I was like, how am I going to make
it? Through? Was it one of those?
Yeah,
like,
it was
three?
Like the plank. Yeah, it was like the fourth thing, and I dove through the two planks. I didn't care what part of my body hit that. I don't care if I hit it head first. At least I'm close enough to the fence to where I know he can't hit me at full force.
What? How old were you?
I was probably 10, 11.
I bet you had
38.
I bet you had spot on form jumping through that fence.
Carl Lewis. If I dove into a pool, I would have made no splash.
This is what I have to pray off of my kid.
A little bit of pee trickled out.
Pray this off of my kids
all the
time.
At that point, your internals just completely relaxed. It's like, whatever your legs need to do, we're going to focus all our energy toward that. Because right now, bowels, bladder, everything, just open up, wide open, charge.
You sweat, you put it a little bit.
Oh, everything. Everything. And now that I think back, he was probably just walking toward me. I don't know. I know.
I know. Like, I looked. Charge.
He was coming at me. Oh yeah, yeah, automatic. Da-da-da-da-da.
How do you have opposable thumbs?
Now, for real, I looked. He was coming at me. That's all I needed to know. Oh, and I, that's all I needed to know.
Yeah. And then black folks don't wait to assess the situation. No. He took one step. What? He finna kill me.
Yeah, man, I ain't gonna lie. Now, let's assess his speed and see how if he, is he angry. That's let's wait until he see the white of his eyes. I don't care about the white of his eyes. The other the horses was just funny. We were stupid. We could have got killed. We just need to get near some trees. You know, big animals like that can't get around trees very well.
Anyway, be like, all right, nigga, move what's up?
A lot of these things that he needed to know.
We was in the country.
Animals can't get around trees.
Look, they see a tree, they're like, ah, Marcus got.
Yeah, they not predators. They ain't getting. They ain't that agile to get around no tree. Anyway.
Oh my God.
Back to Katina. Back to Katina. So yeah, so you telling her, you know, it's almost like, hey, man up. Like you can't tell somebody to do that is the exact cannot do that.
Well, you got Melissa fanning herself.
Hot. That is the exact.
It is a little woman.
Yeah.
But yeah, you like, and that's like even the same thing with working out, or you know, now you dealing with a situation of fear. It's like you can't tell somebody to man up when it, you know, hey, if it's gonna throw you off, it's an animal. You don't know when it might decide to throw you. At least that's what's going through your mind when you're going through it. Right. On top of that, oh my bad.
Go ahead.
Just a real quick, animals be sits in fear. Yep. So she can't just pretend she ain't fearing. The animal gonna be like, hey, all right, she ain't scared no more. Nah, if she's nervous, she's nervous.
Yeah.
And she didn't ask you for this. Nah. She didn't ask you for your help in overcoming her fear of the animal. So just respect the boundary.
Her mistake, I believe, is she be telling him, I need you to push me.
Yes.
Well, I think that is her mistake.
But he needed to listen when she was like, I'm scared.
Yes. You know what that is? That's when Melissa, it's Melissa, all right, let's wake me up. We finna work out together, okay? During the day.
I mean it during the day.
The next morning at 5 o'clock, get up. I don't mean that. Yesterday. I don't mean
leave
that.
Leave me alone.
Yesterday I mean that. Today I'm cold. I'm tired.
Don't want it.
And that's where he messed up. He took what she said at the face value. And even if she meant it, at that point it's a horseback ride in theory. The moment you're on the horse, exactly, the theory is gone. The fear is real.
That's exactly I feel about all this 40 for 40 stuff, by the way. I'm going to get in the airplane. I'm going to put on the stuff. I'm going to climb. And I'm going to be like, this is dumb.
You're
going to
take
nobody's rebuttal mind change game is stronger than Melissa. Melissa could be mid-air. You know what? No. Back up into the plane.
Not even a
call the plane. Tell the plane to come catch me.
On off,
absolutely.
Yeah. On off. There's no dimmer switch.
Like I'm gonna jump off this bridge. She stopped mid air. Like nah,
I'm climb back up the air. Onto the bridge.
But like, Melissa, you can't do that. That defies gravity. First of all, you don't tell me what gravity can defy, because I can defy anything I want to.
I'm a black woman. Period. The thing about it is that you can tell Olajuwon means well.
Oh, absolutely. He does.
Which makes it even more difficult, because he is like, but this, at the end of the day, is going to make you a better person.
Yeah. Like, nobody cares about
big
that.
Big socks.
No. Nobody cares. And then you can tell I'm glad it seemed as if by the end of the episode, they must have had a talk or something off camera where he was realizing like, okay, I know I can be a bit much. But it was for him, he thought that her nervousness was
a challenge for him.
Not just a challenge for him, but a challenge to the lifestyle that he wanted to live.
Yes.
He was like, I am an adventurous person and nobody, including my wife, is going to change that about me. And it's just like, no, you can almost kill yourself as many times as you would like.
And I will get it on video camera.
Right. But I won't participate in you dying in that way.
But in all fairness, I think, he did have thought he was doing the right thing.
Yeah.
Good intentions, but it's like, it's a little pullback.
The road to hell is paved with good intentions.
The road to hell. It sounded like you said the road to pale. And I was like,
I meant to say hell. Is that the phrase?
I don't know. I've never heard it. I like
that.
It
was my first time hearing it.
I've never heard it.
Something is paved with good intentions, ain't it?
Mm. The road to hell is paved with good
intentions. Something is paved with good intentions.
Well, I'm going to tell you, there's chinks in the armor as well.
It is.
Mm-hmm. It's paved with
intentions.
Good intentions
are like assholes. Oh, everybody has them.
See, man, I be knowing.
You be knowing the sayings, Kevin.
The road is hell.
What plaque you read that on?
Huh?
What plaque you
People like placards, man.
I like placards. I be reading them.
Thank you.
So, I am, while in that moment, it definitely, it was getting, I was, I was irritated with her because I was just like, if you don't just listen to her right now and stop coaching her.
That's what you want is an irritated black woman in a situation she don't want to be.
Right.
Especially when it could have been fun and he just kept, it's like enough for her. And she was like, okay, you finna piss me off. Like, stop, I said.
Right. And by that time, she's already pissed off.
Yes, yeah, because it's like, I'm really trying to be like sweet and cute and nice and like preserve the moment. Mm-hmm. But in a minute, I'm finna cuss you out.
Because even in the conversation afterwards, he was like, but you got to understand that I'm always going to push you. And that's where I'd be like, but listen, I'm not a refrigerator mm-hmm. that you need to dolly and move everywhere. Mm-hmm. Let me get there at my own pace.
Absolutely. He was like, I was like, I'm watching from home, like, all right, nigga, I'm mad, and I'm at home. I ain't even on the horse.
Right.
She said she didn't want it. Now, hush. You ever, like, as a married person of many years, you watch somebody young, you be like, that's all. Well, that's a big mistake.
It ain't got to be somebody young.
Yeah. Well, that's a mistake.
It ain't even got to be somebody young. You just see somebody, like, you see the situation, but they can't see it because they in it. It's just like, you don't even realize you messing up right now, dude.
Right. So I was just glad. I was like, oh, okay, he had some time to sit on it. And now at the dinner, he was just like, I got to understand that my wife does not always need to be pushed by me. I was like, oh, praise God.
Yeah, kudos praise to him.
That's the thing about them. Go ahead, Tank.
No, you go, okay?
No, I want you to talk.
Okay, sometimes it'll be taking.
Alpha male, I'm going to talk now.
That's always a red flag, by the way.
Everybody says that, but go ahead, but, bro.
I was going to say it. Kudos to him because sometimes it'd be taking too long for people to realize it.
Yes.
Like realize like, oh, this is my mistake here. Let me correct it. He got it same day.
That's the thing that I can't empathize with them. They are learning a lot on a very truncated timeline with a very big decision. Like Melissa and I's first 8 weeks, there's no looming decision. You know, right. So you don't feel like I got to figure this out. I wasn't evaluating our marriage on like, they're almost on a minute to minute situation by situation decision thing. Like, that's a lot of pressure. You're both auditioning for and being the auditioner. You know what I'm saying? You're auditioning for the role of a husband and you're judging her for the role of the wife at the same time. Basically. Yeah,
which makes everything weighted.
Weighted heavily.
Heavily, when they don't need to be.
Absolutely. And I was going to add one other thing to that, is that that will probably always, while Olajuwon has a lot of characteristics that could probably rub people the wrong way, his best attribute that he has shown is that he is actually trying to be his best version of himself.
100% agree.
Like, I do see that, even though sometimes his best version, I'll be like, this is what you got, brother? But he... Honestly, so even in him pushing her, he was trying to be what he thought was the best version of a husband to her. So as long as he's willing to learn, that'll be helpful.
And he's trainable with it too. Like fact that he, in the moment, everyone's pissed and he's mad, but if she can go off camera, whatever, we presume, have a conversation with him and he's like, oh, I got it. I'll do better the next time. That's, I give you an A for effort.
I'm telling you, if they have a marriage counseling, like throughout their, at least, as they continue to be married, they gonna be all right. And if they needed like a therapist, a marriage therapist, they could go to BetterHelp.
They can.
And this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. We talk a lot about BetterHelp on this show. And this month we're discussing some of the stigmas around mental health. Many people think therapy is for so-called crazy people. But therapy doesn't mean something's wrong with you. It means you recognize that all humans have emotions and we need to learn to control them, not avoid them. And we've been taught that mental health shouldn't be a part of normal life. But that's wrong, too. We take our bodies with we take care of our bodies with the gym, the doctor, and nutrition. We should be focusing on our minds just as much. It was great. Yesterday we were filming and Kevin was like, all right, I need to get out in time because I have a therapy session. He was very serious about that, but that is how you have to kind of take your mental health seriously, right? Especially in this day and age when everything is so stressful. Like, there's so many things in life that are just like weighing down. Having someone there to support you, to help you through those things, that is a licensed professional. Mm-hmm. I can't advocate enough for it. So BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist. So you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp online. therapy. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and the Bald and the Beautiful listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
That's BETTERHELP.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
Yeah, did anyone else have anything that happened?
Yes. The other couple that had a moment, well, at least we kind of got an update on what they were going through, was Michael and Jasmina.
Oh, mm-hmm.
So Michael and Jasmina, I've talked about this on my other podcast, Rose Pricks, where the other co-host is a white woman. And she said, I just feel like Jasmina is really closed off. And if they don't work out, it's probably going to be her fault. And I was like, she doesn't seem closed off to me until I watched this episode. And I was like, oh, yeah, she's closed. But for she is, but for good reason. But I don't know if she can get over it. She's very much so, and I'm the same way. The way you talk to me is very important to me. I don't mind bluntness. I don't mind you just being honest with me. But you talking to me in a, like I said, from the side of your neck, mm-hmm. talking to me cash crazy. And that's kind of the way she described. She was like, he was very
aggressive.
Yeah, very like.
He was kind of short and to the point.
His voice was elevated. I don't think, to the point Angel's making, I don't think it was like what he was saying. It felt to me like she was saying the tone and the fact that she had never seen that side of him, and it kind of like escalated quickly. She was like, oh, who is this? What am I seeing? This ain't going to work for me.
Yeah.
Not now, not ever.
Especially when you're dealing with a situation where it's somebody that you just met and now you feel as if they're raising their voice at you. And yeah, to be in that situation is like,
and she kept saying aggressive, which also is okay, we're having an exchange and maybe your voice gets elevated, okay, fine, I think that's kind of can be normal in like a very heated, passionate conversation, but aggression comes across a little bit different for me. And as a woman, and now the cameras are gone and it's just me and you, I'm thinking, is this how you really act? Is this who you really are going to be once this show is over, the cameras are gone, and I've said I want to stay married to you? Is this what I have to look forward to? That's scary.
Yeah. No, truly. It's especially when you don't know, is there anything after that?
Yeah.
Like, is this the end of your, or is there something else above that that could be, or below, whichever way you want to see it? So when you see that, and you still have so many questions about the person's character because you're just, you know, a lot of times, as we've seen in a lot of these seasons, as much vetting as they do, you don't find out the person's crazy until after you said I do.
Yep.
So in her situation, I can get why that might not be something that she can give easily give grace to. You know what I'm saying?
The other thing is, when you are married and you have like dated, you have a larger data set to judge somebody by.
So true.
When you are doing this, you have a moment where you're like, is this part of your personality? Is this going to be what you're like? Or is this an aberration? Because all I know is, you know, like, take you and Marcus's worst moments in whatever your marriage, or me and Melissa's worst moment. Imagine that had happened in the first 8 weeks, or at this point, I think they're only like less than 2 weeks in.
Yeah, because they're still on the honeymoon.
Or less than a week in. And imagine you've got to see that person and decide if you want to stay in. And you don't know if that's, all you got is 3 points that their family said in 6 days.
Yeah.
So you're going to be like, oh, because this is, you know, this is, you tripping. This is, oh, this is you potentially? I'm going to go ahead and get them out your way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And but I think that's what
happened.
That's
the TikTok. You ain't got to worry about me.
Oh,
that's to worry about me. Yeah, so
remind me about that. I need to tell you, talk to you about that.
It was nice to see Mike trying to like loosen her up, and it was also nice to see her not being fully opposed to it when they were in the waterfall together. Because I think she even kissed him, and I was like, okay, you know, even though she's like, now you made me put up a bit of a wall because I don't know what you about. I love the fact that she is still, even though it doesn't look the way as I'm sure he would want it to look, or even the way she would want to look, she's actually still giving it a try.
Yeah.
They both seem to still be engaged.
Yeah. They got married, actually.
They did.
And the fact that he's allowing her to be in that space and not being like, come on, loosen up. Yeah. I don't know if he's fully aware, because maybe he is. No, he's mentioned that he has to watch his tone and how he speaks to her. So the fact that he's even aware, like, guess what? I might have been able to get away with this with every other person in my life, and every other person might be able to deal with this. The woman I decide to marry is not.
Yeah.
And listen.
And his sister said that he needs someone that's going to tell him, you need to chill.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You got to stop. You got to cut that out.
That's the lost my train of thought.
Okay. Anything else on them?
You lost the 15 minutes fight that you had to wear shoes to.
Them shoes. Listen, all shoes
are uncomfortable.
No. Both of them. With these shoes are insoles, they do not fit good with all shoes. Some shoes, sole to top ratio is too small, and it just makes my feet feel like they're like, yeah, man, get them from the top.
Oh, because they're snug.
Yes, man. Like church, hard bottoms. It must
be really hard being 75.
Let me tell y'all a quick story. When my son almost got thrown out of my car last night.
Ooh, Joey?
Josiah Fredericks. Let me tell you about this guy, kid, when I was like, you are a problem. JoJo had soccer tournament this weekend.
Yes.
Right? I think the organizers realized it was Super Bowl weekend, and the parents are going to be like, I don't care. The Rams are in the Super Bowl. I'm not coming. Mm-hmm. I personally think that's what they realized.
That probably is true, because I was in the schedule, and then it was not in the schedule.
You know California was shut down when it comes to the Super Bowl.
Is here?
And it's here.
Yeah. What were we thinking? So they bumped it to 2 weeks later, mm-hmm. right? So I had already scheduled the shoots around these games, mm-hmm. right? Because it's like the championship weekend. So we moved something to this week. Right. So basically, because of the last minute change, I didn't even think about the Super Bowl at the time. Because of the last minute change, I'm now going to miss his game. Mm-hmm. Right. So I'm like, dang, man, Joe, they just told me that your game is getting pushed to the end of the month and then potentially in March. And I'm going to be out of town for one of these and I'm be shooting on the other woman. And he hadn't said anything and I'm driving. Right. So, I'm like, yeah, man, you know, this is what happens when you're chasing your dreams. I'm chasing mine. He was like, is this an inspirational video? I was like,
oh.
Then he was like, sorry. You know how Kevin Hart said it to Don Cheadle? Yeah. It was just like that. And I was like. He immediately realized I was
too far.
Stepped over.
Yeah, he looked back and was like, oh, the line.
Too far.
Let me get back.
I wasn't even mad. I was so like, I'm over here like really sad that I'm not going to make this state tournament that you guys are in. Now I hope y'all lose.
Hello.
I hope y'all lose.
And I hope it hurts.
I hope y'all don't
hope
even
you put
get
your
out
heart
of
into it.
Stand with your man. Hello. Yeah.
I hope you don't even get out of your group. I hope it's 7-0, 6-0, 13-0. Don't worry about Sunday. You guys are out today. So bad at him. That's why he's going to make a good podcaster, but he was a terrible son in that moment.
Jerk. Whoever his future wife is, I apologize today.
He's a jerk. He gets a lot of that from me, though.
He's a jerk.
You know what? A lot of people think that Amar acts the way he does because of me.
Mm-hmm. It's Angel.
Was Angel as a child. No, Angel's mom.
Yeah, it was. I talked to your mom after you left.
Angel's got the similarities. Go ahead.
Angel's mom thought she was deaf. The doctors thought Angel was deaf. Because she would not respond to people. And then they slowly realized this heifer is just being that stubborn to where she's not responding to people.
Are you just ignoring people?
I can choose to.
To the where the people were like, we got to.
At a young age. So this is a mom.
They thought you could have heard, like, medically.
Literally could not hear.
I don't want to hear you. I will not.
That is hilarious.
So this is Amar when he locks his legs up and don't want to walk.
I didn't do that, though.
The apple is right near the tree.
But this,
is Amar when he collapses on the floor and won't move. So I just like take my foot and scoot him out of the way. Just like, here, you in the way now.
Scoot him.
No tantrums. There's nothing like that. My life still continues. It's just you have been removed.
This is Amar who knows how to go to the potty, but just don't want
He's
to.
Made the
that video,
he just will not.
I saw he was like, I'm gonna learn how to do this. I'm gonna do this at night.
Wait.
During the day, I'm pissing in this diaper.
Yeah. Josiah is like this too, though. Oh. Josiah was exactly the same. I potty trained Isaiah while I was on maternity leave, mind you, with Joe. And he never, no pull-ups, nothing. At the end of it, he was fully potty trained. Never peed in the bed. Never pleasant. Had any. Never had any issues with Isaiah.
Pleasant.
He was a pleasant child. It throughout
probably
the
took me another year and a half to potty train Joe, where I gave up. Mm-hmm. I said, I'm done. I don't.
And the pediatrician. Remember what the pediatrician said?
Wear diapers till you are five. Yeah. I don't really care.
His pediatrician was like, just stop. He doesn't want to.
And then he was like, okay, fine.
And then he was potty trained that afternoon.
Yeah, I could like. Yeah, that's the fact of the matter is, one day we had Amar with no diaper on to like, okay, mm-hmm. we're going to do the potty training this week. And while I was in the office, there was a couple of times he was peeing, but standing up, like leaning on the wall, peeing into the
this
pot.
This is Amar.
Peeing into the pot.
Standing up?
Yeah, but his, like his arm is on the wall. Yes, peeing into the potty.
Like a grown man.
Yes. Peeing it, he did it. So he's.
That's hilarious.
Truly. Fully aware. And then he got enough of having his, you know, having his junk out. And so he was like, he would go get the diaper. He was like, put this on. I don't want it. And so he's now decided, I'm just not going to do it. As much as we try, he'll sit on the potty. He's just like, uh-uh. I want to take this.
It's always the last
one. Josiah's going to be a Fortune 500 company CEO, a fullback, or a drug dealer. The one thing he won't be is he won't be bribable.
Yes.
You cannot bribe. If he doesn't want to do it, you can bring him a puppy, $100,000, go to bed. Whatever the punishment is,
he'd rather have
I would rather do. We used to be like, you go to bed hungry. Good night. It's 3 o'clock.
I'm fine with that.
I will die before I give in to you. Hit me. Put me to bed. At least he's give us our freedom. I'd rather die than give in.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's Amar. Our moms was in town, and they actually handicapped him. They would feed him his breakfast, like his cereal. We had him to where he was sitting at the table eating his cereal. Now they hear, oh, he doesn't want to eat. So then when they left, he thinks we're going to feed him. No. You're going to feed yourself. Oh, yeah, you can go hungry. You'll be fine. You'll get hungry enough to eat.
But
now Angel then started giving him waffles. Well, we got over him.
We got 216 waffles because someone.
Not anymore.
That's hilarious.
We got waffles. Man, shut up, man. Don't worry about that.
Because we ordered.
Look, it said 1 by 6.
No,
all right?
It didn't. By 12.
1 by 12. So I ordered 3 boxes.
6 by 12.
So 72 per box. Anyway. So this one then started giving him.
We ordered all that waffle because I'm not good at math.
So. This dude, I used to just give him waffles. He would just tear, he would eat them. Cool. But somebody introduced syrup and strawberries.
That's not what it is.
But
I introduced him being able to put it in the toaster and press the thing down. So when I tried to pre-cook the waffles,
he's like, no.
I didn't cook those. I did not cook those.
I don't trust everybody's kitchen.
Oh,
this
yeah, that's
is,
what
this
it is.
This is your kitchen.
But so that's the, my mother was
where
like.
Where the syrup and strawberries come from?
That was just for, like, he likes to eat strawberries. It was just like, oh, you can have some more stuff, some strawberries. But that the problem was that he did not want to eat what I had pre-prepared. He wanted to eat what he had prepared.
Well, this morning I fixed him his syrup and strawberry. I said, you ain't going to keep getting this. But I went on and fixed it the way, let him do it, came back downstairs. Everything is still there except for the syrup.
Good job.
He only eating the syrup. I said, you take your syrup ass breath to school hungry then. That's the thing. I will let him go hungry. If he don't eat what's on that plate, then you don't eat.
I remember asking you for advice. Monty wasn't eating his food at first. I said, Marcus, man, he ain't taking his food. A dog will eat whatever it is when he's hungry enough.
Yeah.
I said, okay.
He will. We'll starve. But that was all my mother said. She was like, you would say, oh, I don't eat that. I wouldn't never say, I don't like that. Mm. I would make a definitive. That's not something that I would eat. She'd be like, I don't recall you ever even trying this to know that you don't eat it. But I would look at it and be like, no, that's not something that I put in my body. And she would be like,
but you're going to put it in there this time.
No, she would be like, okay. She's like, all right, then I just wouldn't eat it. I mean, it wasn't like she was offering me something else, but that was it.
Okay. Oh, you don't eat this? Cool.
It's a different language. It's not one that Babbel teaches, but they teach a lot of different languages.
They do.
And Babbel is definitely what you want to get into because, one, it's going to be saving you money and it's going to cause you to spend less time, right? Because we all have goals this year. A lot of us have travel goals that we want to hit. And a lot of those are to foreign countries, and you want to be able to speak to the locals, right? You want to be able to commune with the people. And Babbel is the language learning app that has sold more than 10 million subscriptions.
Wow.
I personally am all about that Spanish. One, because it's spoken so much here in the U.S., I want to be able to talk to more people. And when we go to Cancun or wherever else we decide to go, we might go back to Los Cabos, I want to be able to talk to the people, right? I want to be able to communicate.
Texas.
There you go. There, too. Not only is it a learning learning a new language fun and engaging, but you can use it while you're, you know, traveling more and anything else that you're trying to do this year. The whole Babbel process is addictively fun, fast, and easy. Babbel teaches bite-sized language lessons for real-world use. It is extremely easy. The fact that you can just do it from your phone, especially here in L.A., traffic is real. Like, the traffic is back. So you just sitting there. I was sitting at the bus stop with my waiting on my kids for an eternity. I was able to do a couple Babbel lessons because, again, oh, nice. They're like only 15 minutes. There are so many things that you can't do in 15 minutes or less. Babbel mm-hmm. was like, well, we ain't one of those things. You can do this. It's the perfect way to learn a language on the go. Other language learning apps use artificial intelligence for their lessons plans, but Babbel lessons are created by over 100 language experts. The teaching method has been scientifically proven. They have Spanish, French, Italian, and German, and 10 other different languages you can learn. They also improve your pronunciation with their speech recognition technology. And there are other ways to learn than just the traditional lessons. They have podcast, games, videos, stories, and even live classes. Plus, it comes with a 20-day money-back guarantee. Start your new language learning journey today with Babbel. Right now, save up to 65% off your subscription when you go to babbel.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
That's babbel.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
For up to 65% off your subscription. Babbel, language for life. And while we're here, let's talk about something else that I'm in love with. HelloFresh. They just dropped off a new box. Mark has just unpacked it. It's in the refrigerator.
I was going to say, I sent one to you guys. I was very happy.
Oh, you sent us a box?
I did. I don't know if it's the same one, but I was like, give them the family pack with no red meat.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate
that. I don't know if that's what came through, but I did tell
her. She said, I just sent it. Go to give them that box. We really do love HelloFresh. It is how we... how we feed our kids pretty much every night. Amar actually eats the HelloFresh meals, which is like, all right, y'all better come over here and help parent our child. A couple of things that I love about HelloFresh. One, it comes right to your doorstep. It is seasonal recipes. You're not having to go to the grocery store, huh? And it makes cooking at home easy and fun and affordable. That's what makes it America's number one meal kit. You get to choose from all different types of plans, right? So for us, like Melissa said, she was like, they don't be eating no beef or nothing. There's a pescatarian plan that we're on that allows us to make sure that every meal that is sent to us by HelloFresh is a meal that our family can eat. Or if you want to do like low calorie, if you're more of a keto person or you need family friendly, they've got all of it. HelloFresh offers 50 menu and market items to choose from every single week, as well as gourmet options if you're trying to be a little more bougie about it. And you can customize. So if you need to swap out the protein or if you want to add a protein to a veggie dish, it's very easy to do. We recently made some really great tacos that the kids like and some veggie burritos that they tore into. They really have stuff that everyone can love in your household in different plans where you can choose how many meals you want a week. So it's perfect for everyone. So this is what we want you to do. Go to HelloFresh.com/TBTB16.
TBTB16.
And use code TBTB16.
TBTB16.
For up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. Again, that's HelloFresh.com/TBTB16.
TBTB16.
And use code TBTB16.
TBTB16.
For up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
Fabulous.
Fabulous.
I forgot who was talking about. Oh, Katina and Jasmina. Yeah. Nope, because they're not a couple.
Michael and Jasmina.
Michael and Jasmina.
We had veered so far off onto the
We did. Okay, we're done with it. So ain't nothing really happened with Noe and Steve. Now we're gonna talk about Mark and Lindsay.
Mark and Shark. So I'm glad they made up. I noticed that her reconciliation skills are actually really good.
Yes.
She's able to, once she's come off of her madness, is able to really articulate where she felt things went wrong.
Yes.
And what she needs. And luckily, Mark was just like, okay.
He is very much that
way. I am sorry. Okay. But okay. She brought up that that his landlord was calling him like crazy, and they did a montage of that phone was ringing.
She kept saying his mother figure slash landlord. Weird.
I know, I was very confused.
That's
by
weird.
It.
So
Because when she said that, I was like, wait, does his mom own the house that he's in?
No. She in a home.
Yes, this is his legit
literally
landlord.
The landlord.
That's weird.
Yeah.
So why did he call her mother figure?
I don't know why she was there. I was confused.
Because I think
he feels obligated to answer, maybe?
I think he confides in her.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Like, they have that type of rapport, but it was still weird, number one. But number two, your mother figure doesn't be like, no cats, sign, and basically kick you out. Like, essentially, that's what she did. She kicked you out.
She's like, it's fine. You can come live with me. You can bring all the cats. It'll be a dry run.
But what they tried to skip over was the bed bugs.
Oh, yes. Man. They had the full hazmat suits on.
When they brought the bed bugs, then Angel was like,
let's do it again. We are still in Mexico.
We're still in the honeymoon. Oh, man. That's what's happening to me, too.
Oh, so, man. That back bugs was crazy.
Yeah. Now, when they brought it up, he was like, we take care of the bugs. And the first time they brought it up, it was just like, oh, okay. And then she was talking about them moving in. She was like, yeah, we can figure out the bed bug problem. We were like, hold on, what? Y'all got cats and bugs?
Bed bugs is, man.
Yeah, and I'm like, how does the landlord know?
How do you get bed bugs?
Ain't it just like small little things that be living in the mattress?
Burrow themselves into mattress.
Because it's like so much skin that gets like dead skin in mattresses
and that's
stuff.
What they eat. I'm not sure if the cats...
Oh, they can travel from multi-unit buildings, it says.
And I'm not sure if the cats have brought them in or if he lives messily and that's how they were there. And she's like... Because the thing is, she was like, no cats and I'm raising your rent.
She sure did.
She's like, today, on this day.
Hey.
Go ahead. No, go.
And Lindsay was like, she knows you're here with me.
Yeah.
She knows you're on your honeymoon.
And I can be a bit of a mother bear.
That's exactly what she said.
So this is what we're going to do.
She had all the plans.
Oh,
she did. And he was just like, okay.
I think that can actually be, which I imagine he's feeling, overwhelming.
That's what he said.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can imagine that because you have a lot going on back home that's kind of plaguing your mind. You're with this woman. I think he did say like, I just got married. I've consummated my marriage. We're all these things. I got all this stuff going on. And like a week ago, I didn't even know this woman. And she's basically like, don't worry about what's going on. Yeah. You're going to move in with me. That's like, you got to reground yourself in like everything that's happening. That's a lot.
It is.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, I can't get over these bugs. The problem is, like, if you have like a dog that comes in the house, like in and out of the house, that's one thing. But like a cat is not going to stay in the yard. Mm. Cats are going to venture out because that's what they do. Ain't no telling what a cat may come in contact with. And it's bringing whatever it killed, lice, back to your place. Like,
burn the house.
That's why she's
everybody
like,
out.
No
and they got
cats.
Five.
Burn it with fire.
I remember I had a college roommate with cats. She had two. She was only supposed to have one. This was in grad school. And she would go out of town and her cat would throw up. I remember it ate a balloon that had popped and it threw it up in the middle of the hallway. I left it there for her.
It did. Just infused into the carbon and probably got all hard.
It was hard. She could just pick it up. She was like, oh, you didn't clean it up? No. First of all, you're not even supposed to have two cats. You're supposed to have one.
Didn't you have a dog you wasn't supposed to have?
No. This was no. That's a whole nother story. This was in grad school here in Orange County. My original roommate moved down to San Diego. I got a new roommate, and she called me, and she was like,
"Did I ever meet that roommate? I remember seeing the cat."
I think you met her. She called me first before, because I had to accept or decline her as a roommate. She said, "I have two cats, and I know I'm only supposed to have one." And I was like, "It's fine as long as you take care of them cats, and they're not on my countertops or the table." Cool. That's not what we're doing. I'm not cleaning up after no cat throw up. Not doing it.
All our cats were outside, you know, where my granny lived. It was like country. So them cats was like there for a purpose. Keep the rodents down. Yeah, wasn't no rodents around. So my first time being, only a few times, being around indoor cats, I had never seen cats react to catnip. You know, it looked like a bag of weed.
The weed, yeah.
And that cat lost his mind. Like, she threw at catnip, or he went and got it, and his, like, pupils dilated. He started, I'm like, what is in this crap?
That's their heroin.
Them cats can be nasty, even though I've had cats before. Cats can be nasty, but beer bugs is disgusting. But, yeah, Lindsay was like, I'll fix it. I'm mother bear. So I was just like, the fact that he was kind of receptive to it, but you could tell he was just like,
It's a lot. It's like drinking from a water hose or a fire hydrant. Like, I just feel like I can imagine how I would feel. And his face, although his face always, it kind of gives a shock.
He look. Does always look like when the people hold your eyebrow, eyeballs up.
He does it.
Yes. Especially when he's talking to Lindsay. It looks like he's just kind of like.
Because he arches his eyebrows too high.
he should tell his people don't be doing that.
Yeah, I said, "Ooh, that is a strong arch." I didn't see
it until she said it. I said, "Oh, he might use arch, ain't
they?" Yeah, you should stop. He always had that kind but of surprise.
It's almost also it's so overwhelming, and it's like you got to pick and choose. And I don't feel like choosing any of these battles right now, so let me just let her go.
Oh, he definitely does that too.
Okay, now to the
phone. All right, let's go and do it. All right, so Alyssa and Chris.
Oh, she's disgusting.
Man, I was mad at the television screen.
She is such a bitch.
We'll tell how you feel.
Gosh, she's like, turn your, just Karen-ing it up. She's wearing the Karen crown.
She's a Karen.
God dang. She's just disgusting. She's a disgusting person, like a disgusting, despicable human being.
Despicable you.
She is a gaslighter.
Oh my God.
She is a manipulator.
Yes, she is.
She's an arsonist.
She is. She's an arsonist. And the way that she is trying to ensure I am a good person.
Oh my God.
She has said it like six times.
It was bed bugs under my skin.
Yes.
And I can't be accused of all these things because I'm a good person. You can't just say that.
The part that I was like, mad just watching her, like it was like infuriating me. But when she said, just look at him, look how he's pointing,
it's so aggressive. He was literally like,
so we're up here. And then
it's like, look at
him. How do you point it? We went hiking over here, and that's a basketball goal over there.
He's a horrible person.
She said, I hate him.
She said, why haven't they flown out here? Talking about the experts. Where are they so they can fix this? And he was like, did you call the experts? No, I hate them.
Yes.
This is their fault.
Yes.
I don't want to talk to them. I wouldn't even talk to them. Like, bitch, make your mind up.
I'm not attracted to him, and I don't want to be married. Just say that.
He was actually trying to get her to own up to her part.
And
she refused. Then it's, you know, God bless Katina and.
Jasmina.
Well, we just kind of feel like this is none of our business. I get it. They're trying. The thing is, the girl never wants to have the conversation.
And that's what they were saying. Yeah, maybe you should just talk about this. She ain't been talking.
Go ahead.
No, because Jasmina was like, we had a talk, and she said she would answer any questions.
And that's when I got mad. I said, first of all, it don't matter what she told you. This is me and her.
Yeah. Like, you're pointing aggressively.
And I get it, but like, y'all are caping for the wrong person. Mm-hmm. The girl is never going to have the conversation because she doesn't even have words.
She's been saying it since the wedding day.
Yes, and then when they sit down and have the conversation, I don't like where this. He said, you know, there's just so many things that we've talked about. So he was like, name them.
Yes.
And I have time.
Oh, I don't like where this is going.
I'm not in the mental space.
That's exactly what I was about to say. Please say what you said.
Every buzzword
multiple times. She said that this is not something I want to talk about right now.
And I just feel like you should respect. Stop.
Oh,
as soon as the tears come, it's Karen energy.
Oh my God.
As soon as she held to the fire, it's Karen energy. Why is he the butt wipe? Why is he the a-hole when all he's saying is, I want to do that? I came here. God bless him. I love you guys.
Yeah, come on. Speak to it, Chris.
But I came here to find my wife.
That was real. That was real.
That's real.
Realest thing.
He was not.
No. Sitting there with them, he said, I'm looking for anything more than 0%. You give me a fraction of a fraction of a percent.
And it's enough for me.
What else would you, even if you don't know what's going on with them, that would be enough for me to be like, so she's a bitch then.
Yeah.
Is that what you're telling us? I'll say it for you.
And what's so crazy is that she's willing to talk about how horrible he is to every producer, but can't say anything to his face.
Talking head over and over and over.
The things that she says that he does, it's just like, when?
She hasn't said he's done anything.
Oh, he does this. He's
disrespectful.
When?
And just not a nice person.
My favorite part. Let me tell you. Oh, sorry, Liz. The part that made me just scream hallelujah was when they were talking about the apartment, the moving in situation. Oh. He brought it up. He was like, so, you know, how do you want to move forward? Because we're going to be moving in soon. And she was like, well, it's clear that neither one of us want to live together. So, yeah, I don't know. He was like, well, you know, I plan on moving in. Yeah. What are you planning on? She was like, I mean, the fact that you assumed that you would be the one to move in and not me. And he was like, no, you're
more than welcome.
You can do what you want.
Yeah. Right.
And she was like, this is so disrespectful. I want to be around the girls.
Oh, my God.
They're my friends. And if they're like, hey, can you come over? I can't do it.
I just can't come.
I can't come. Ain't nobody here to play taboo.
You're a lunatic.
This isn't girls trip. Like, I'm so confused why you're confused about the situation.
Be around my friends. About the apartment than about the marriage.
Yes. Because it turned from experiment to experience.
Yes.
Liz, she wanted to co-parent the apartment.
That's what he said.
He was not here for it.
Yeah. They were sitting there in the talking with the friends, he was like, well, I've never heard that explanation of it.
Oh, well, she was like, we'll split it. I'm thinking, we haven't discussed this. And the fact that she would do it in front of them and not to him was so rude. Olajuwon was the MVP
of it.
He was like, I mean, come on, because she keeps saying, well, I'm here. This is me trying. I'm still here. He was like, it's 60 degrees in Boston.
He sure did.
That's why you're here. Like, we out here in culottes. Of course you over here.
Draining it up.
A funny word to me. The pants that are a little longer to be shorts and too short to be full pants.
Lots. Yes. Well,
she wanted a free vacation.
Oh, okay.
What else did she want, Angel?
She wanted flex. Okay. Because Flex is here to take care of your menstrual cycle, okay? Listen, our cycles come and they go. And when they come, we want to make sure it's a part of nature that we're able to move about in life still in a way that is comfortable for us. So Flex has two really great options that I want to bring up that just make them amazing. But first of all, their period products are easy to use, body safe, and made for all day comfort. The Flex Disc is a single use menstrual disc that can be worn for up to 12 hours and holds as much flow as 3 super tampons. And see, it's not the cup. I want you all to understand. The disc is a disc that you're able to use and have the sex. Oh, yes. Hey. It's no longer off the table. Mm-hmm. You can keep them sheets white and smack them cheeks with the Flex Disc. Okay, babe, get it. Plop, plop, plop. But there's also the Flex Cup. Now, it's a menstrual cup. A lot of people have heard of menstrual cups. This is reusable. So there is it helps you help the planet even more because you're able to use it over and over and over again. It has a patented pull tab that makes the cup an absolute game changer. It's the only cup that's on the market that removes like a tampon. So you already know how to use it, right? And it's 100% body safe. The material is like really velvety soft, so it makes it even easier for insertion. Praise the Lord.
It's soft.
The first time I used it, I was able to use it like perfectly. Like, you know, if you've never used a menstrual cup, if you don't have the right like instructions, it just, you just like, why God, why is this me? But they give great instructions. They even have
YouTube tutorials.
Yes, helpful videos. Yes, they help you walk you through the entire process. So you'll be able to fall in love with Flex in no time and you'll never go back to products of the past.
Ever.
So say goodbye to cramps, put sex back on the table, and lend Mother Nature a hand with Flex. You can do it all. Go to flexfits.com/TBTB and use code TBTB for 20% off Flex Disc Starter Kits or 10% off your first Flex Cup plus free U.S. shipping. That's code TBTB to save on Flex at Flex, F-L-E-X, fits.com/TBTB.
I literally just texted one of my friends. She's going on vacation and her story, the close friend story or whatever, she was like, y'all pray my period doesn't come. I'm about to go on vacation. I was like, have you ever tried? Literally, I just asked her. We'll see what she says.
Let us know.
I shall. Make sure to use code TBTB.
TBTB.
You can get the butt.
Okay. TBTB, got it.
That's what I had to add.
Hello. The funny thing about Alyssa is how completely oblivious she is to herself.
I'm a good person.
She is so concerned with the perception of her actions that she doesn't realize the consequences of her actions.
Yes.
She wants to be perceived as a good person who's being fair, who's given a try. I'm like, first of all, you aren't even trying at all.
No.
Forget all the good person stuff.
You know what? I've been asking myself this because she's like, I've tried so hard to be here and I just feel like I deserve because of all the work. And I think I know what it is. I think she's talking about the audition period.
Yes, that's exactly what she's talking about.
Oh my God, it just occurred to me because I'm like, you put in no work.
That's why I was like, girl, what are you talking about?
She said, I've tried like all of you all to be able to be here. And I was like, okay, so she's got to be talking about all the stuff they did to be selected.
That's exactly.
I went to callback after callback.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. The work didn't start until you walked down the aisle.
Right. And she was mad at the experts for Chris's body.
Oh, she is pissed.
She should be mad at herself for her body. And face.
She.
But the face ain't her fault.
Watch your mouth.
Okay.
Never. Now see, you be getting mad at me when I call you out. If you call yourself out.
I'm calling me out.
When I be saying, oh, he said this about, oh, girl, you be like, uh-huh.
No, but you was dead wrong last season for that.
It was two
talking
seasons
about
ago.
Old girl like it.
Hush your mouth. I do think that she is oblivious.
Completely.
To the fact that she is the villain. And actually, she's not fully oblivious because that's the reason why she keeps mentioning, I don't want to come off a certain way.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I don't. And it's just like, then stop.
Yes.
Yeah.
But she's also not willing to give up this experience because she's like, after all them interviews, I'm going to live in that apartment.
Yep.
And I'm going to be around these women.
She had dreams of forget the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
She had dreams of, what's that thing called with the rock? A fire pit.
Mm-hmm. She had dreams.
She wanted to go to a fire pit. She wanted to have the couples retreat. Forget being married to you.
No,
this is just
a literally. She wanted the experience. She wanted to. She used to watch every season of Married at First Sight. She's like, okay, so I know they're going to do a honeymoon.
Yep.
I know we're going to go on like a little cabin trip, and we're going to have a good time. Like that's all completely she's here for. Or the only other option is she's here for the television publicity of it all. Like, she's here simply to be on TV, and that's it.
She's going to be on Bad Girls Club next, because
that's where she should have gone. And the more it tries to make Chris out to be the bad guy, the worse she looks.
And he ain't done nothing but try.
And it actually makes him look better and better.
It really does.
And the thing is that he could be partially a villain, but he's playing this way better than you.
Oh, man. Love on stage, season 3, Boston, man. Get him.
The fact that he's like, when he said, I am trying to meet whatever standard she thinks of a husband, and when that isn't enough, it comes across as selfish. I was like, thank God for the revelation.
Man.
Because you will never meet up to whatever standard she has, because number one, she is selfish, but she's not here for you at all.
She's here for the experience. She never, I can't say, for all the seasons we've watched, we haven't watched every season, I can't say nobody else didn't try at all. Some people gave up more quickly.
Right.
Even Chris tried. Page,
Chris tried.
Chris even tried multiple
times.
You
didn't make one. I feel like I can honestly say, she didn't make one genuine attempt
at all
to make this work at all.
That's why I said
she gave up the moment his family said that about frisbee golf or whatever kind of golf he said, and he's basically a know-it-all or whatever. Mm-hmm. She never even, and that was before she even had a conversation with him.
Yeah, but I think she had clocked out before, but she just is using that as her, what she's saying, so she doesn't look shallow and just saying, I'm not attracted to him.
Yeah.
Katina said it. I think you're just simply not attracted to him.
Yeah. That's why I said she has like surpassed the trash meter to number one and just knocked everybody off the list completely. It's like nobody else has checked out before the wedding was over.
Nobody. Yeah.
Like,
they didn't even get to the room. The first awkward moment usually on this show is the wedding, like the interaction.
Yeah.
The second big awkward moment is how do we go to bed?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They never even got to the second awkward. There was 4 hours after the first one. She was gone before that. Yeah. I'm not going to sleep with him because I just don't feel like I could even.
I think she said she doesn't feel safe.
She did.
She is using all the trigger words.
Yeah.
She said, I don't feel safe sleeping with a stranger. Do not go on Married at First Sight.
That's what I was like. Did you not know how the show works?
She did. She's an asshole is what it is. And the reason why it irritates me more so is, regardless of Chris's character, this is so, Olajuwon even said it. He was like, this man is embarrassing himself.
Yeah.
Really still trying to make it work. So even if Chris is doing that just so he can look even more like a victim, before that, I can say at least the wedding day, this man was literally excited and all in. And then you do this and don't care. I'm not saying your feelings can't be valid and then you just can't even stomach the thought of being married to this person. At least let him off the hook.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And just stand on your toes.
But she won't do that either.
Because she wants the apartment.
Because she wants experience.
And that's the part for me that makes her a jerk.
Yep.
Just a disgusting human being, because this is actually still, I mean, for real, like, it makes her disgusting to me.
Maybe she never got to have an apartment of her own.
I don't care. Then go on a different show.
That's what I'm saying.
Shows that don't tie up a person deciding. I mean, and not everybody who comes on this show has great intentions. Obviously, it's television. But for a man to sit there and be like, okay, I'm going to marry you, I'm excited about you, and you not at least be like, ha, 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 I thought I could do it. Can't.
Right.
Yeah.
It's more respectable.
I will not. At the end of this, no, I'm going to say no. But you know what? Let's figure out. She won't do that part of, it is definitely a no for me, dog.
No for me, dog. She should have at least
said
that. And
at the dinner table, I feel like he was trying to get that from her.
Oh, absolutely.
He wanted her to say it straight up.
Own your crap.
Right.
If you don't want to do this, just say it.
What did Fantasia say, Liz?
If you don't want me, then don't talk to me.
Come on, go ahead and free yourself.
But she couldn't, with all the opportunities, because she's so busy trying to be a good person can't say, I'm not attracted to you, and I only wanted to come here for the honeymoon in the apartment.
And she keeps resting her laurels on, I could have left and I'm still here.
But that don't mean you're doing anything. Right. You're just physically in Mexico.
Yeah, but doesn't it mean something that I am here?
Not if it's Mexico. Not if it's a nice free apartment.
Right. Not if it's Mexico versus Boston.
In the winter.
It means nothing. Tell me that when there is no benefit to you.
I'm curious, like, again, hats out. I tip my hat to Olajuwon for seeing that. I wonder how many people were sitting at that dinner were thinking the same thing. It's like, but why is Katina and Jasmina like taking this take when you can clearly see?
I think, God bless them, they talked to the girl and she probably had them food and like they don't know the ins and outs.
I think the fact that she met up, that the girl that they don't love,
Lindsay
met up with, I think that was their like, oh, this is the side of the fence we jumping on.
Yeah. Yes.
And not just that. I do feel like Katina tried to call her out. She was like,
Katina did.
She said, I mean, have you actually told him anything?
Yeah. Yeah. She ain't said a word. She was like, a word.
She was like, I don't really think you have given him like anything to go off of.
No, she hasn't.
And Jasmina was just in her own world. She wasn't really saying anything then other than you just think he ugly. That's pretty much all she said to her.
And because it's so obvious and in her quest to be looked at as a good person, she's just not being honest. But everyone else knows it. And Chris was like, she's never said, you're a really nice looking guy, this just isn't for me, or you're actually really ugly and I can't get over it, so it's a no for me. She's literally said nothing. He's like, every time I try to have a conversation, she gets up and walks. But then this is what I don't like.
Come on.
Don't know the reality of a situation and then in the moment lie as if it's something different. Right. So she's gotten up a gazillion times. Well, you know, we've had plenty of conversations.
Come on.
We've had conversations
about trying to have
a conversation, but we've never had a conversation. Right. Like I don't like her.
That's Melissa's nice way of saying that she agrees.
Yeah, I don't.
She says it nicely. No, that it does make, in my eyes, I just can't imagine doing that, not having the backbone to just say what it is.
Yeah.
Call a thing a thing. I thought this was going to be great. I thought they were going to put me somebody a lot cuter than you. You actually could be an amazing person, but just not for me. And
go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm not going to put any effort towards us. Actually, I'm going to film with you because I don't want to have to pay whatever the penalty is for not being here. And as well as I really want to experience all the free stuff that we're going to get
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
Basically.
Yeah. Yes.
I'll be as simple. I'm just simply not attracted to you. Not to say there's anything wrong with the way you look.
No, but she thinks there's something wrong.
As much as she lies, she can just lie and say that.
Right. She could. And even when he was like, have the producers ask her, does she want to have a conversation with me? Like, I feel like he was actually open to, okay, this is the real. We're not going to work. Mm-mm. Maybe you think we could, but on my end, it's just not going to work. But I do want to finish this whole experiment. Mm-hmm. So if you and I are on the same page, I'll move in, but just know it ain't going to go down like that. We'll talk and be all whatever on camera. And then after that, it'd be cool. He may have been like, okay, fine. I understand it is what it is. I'm going to remove my heart and my feelings and we're just going to go through this. Actually, he may not have, but maybe he would have. The fact that she was stringing him along, and that's why he was like, I'm not going to invest my heart and my energy into this, and you already know you're out.
Yeah. Right.
And the thing, she has said that they are not compatible and that she doesn't think they're going to work, but she does owe him the reason why.
Yes.
Being that they did get married.
Yes.
And she does not get to get her cake and eat it too.
No.
Exactly. You can say that, no, I don't want to be with you, which I will say she has at least said that. But then you don't get to dictate how we then move forward in this experiment by trying to cut me out of it.
Yes.
So that you can be more comfortable. No.
No.
I'd be like, I ain't splitting no time with the house.
That's basically what he said, too.
I'm going to rub my balls across the couch is what he should have said.
You put your nuts in my drum set?
Yeah.
No.
Doorknob, too. Just testicles all over it.
Listen, and she was the one making the decision when he was like, or she was like, what makes him think he can just move in? Because that's what the experiment is. That is the next part. You think that you can dictate.
She's an idiot, man.
Every season I'm like, okay, nobody can be worse than Chris. Then Johnny comes and I'm like,
okay,
differently. This wasn't that bad.
Right. Yeah. And then I'm like, no way anybody could be worse than Johnny did to me. And she goes, and I'm like, well, God, dog.
Right, Chris and made
but
it
nah,
too.
But now, nah, but then Johnny got company. It's like, Mirla, come on over here.
And then Mirla.
It's like, now both of y'all.
Mirla on TikTok, still going.
Still going.
Are you serious?
Yes.
They showed me a TikTok. I was like, what about this? I was like,
yes.
She's still doing this?
She is still I'm telling you,
she did that one. You ain't got to worry about me when he calls
that's
you.
That's what he was. Bougie
yeah,
too much.
Yeah.
You ain't got to worry about me. You ain't.
I but I bet Alyssa's still ahead of her.
Oh no, no, no! Like I said,
so much of TikToks are black
because we're funny, and we be saying stuff that's truthful while everybody else is still trying to lie to themselves. No, Chris has made it to now. He was just a flawed individual that came upon a tough time. Based off of Alyssa becoming such trash and Mirla and everybody else, he has actually seemed more redeemable as a human being than the rest.
He's George Bush to us.
Yes, I thought about that.
Like, you know what? We'll take you again, man. Come on through.
Look at him with Michelle Obama. They got the candy cane going on.
He so apologized.
He's so cute.
He took accountability.
Look at his painting. I didn't know he was a painter. I wish they would have showed us more paintings.
You know what?
Okay.
We all make mistakes. It's cool. It's cool. Everybody makes mistakes. We've all seen people we not interested in. It's cool. Just come on back, man.
Yeah. The apology, taking accountability. He's all right.
Oh, GW. I always like the nickname GW.
Yes, yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. We're done.
Next week, we'll be making this video again.
Basically. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.